Greetings, everyone, and thanks for joining me for this edition of our Sunday School Preview. This Sunday's lesson is entitled, Hearing and Doing the Word, and is found in James chapter 1, verses 19 through 27. In this lesson, James continues our wisdom theme by emphasizing some important practical things that make faith and religion authentic and real. Otherwise, we have what might be considered fool's gold for what we think is the true riches of salvation. The first thing he mentions is controlling our demeanor. Christians must do much more listening than talking and keep their displeasure and anger in check. Anger is unappealing to God and tends not to attract others to the gospel. Next, he commands that we eliminate from our lives every piece of filth and overflowing wickedness and evil. We live in a society that is overrun and consumed with self-indulgence and gratification. Most of the time, this involves activities, actions, and behaviors that don't consider the harmful and negative implications they will have to ourselves and others. These actions can be characterized as filthy and overflowingly evil and wicked. Allow the word to direct us from these things to the saving of our soul. It can only do that if we not only hear, but actually do what the word tells us to do. For if we hear but not do, we deceive ourselves into thinking we are safe when we are not. He says, don't approach the word as someone who takes a look at themselves in a mirror and forgets what type of person they were or appeared to be. Instead, he says, take time to bend over, come close, and examine the perfect law of liberty that sets us free from the bondage of sin to make sure we know what it says and so we won't forget it. If we do this, we will be blessed in what we do. Finally, this passage picks up on a theme it started with concerning our demeanor. Don't talk so much. Our tongues can get us into all kinds of problems and reveal a heart that has not been humbled by God's grace and mercy. An uncontrolled and unbridled tongue is a sign that our religion or faith is worthless. But true and undefiled religion involves caring for and about the least in our society and attending to their needs in times of affliction and distress. It also involves staying clear of the world's pollutants that we can so easily lust after that are harmful to not only ourselves, but also to others. These are some of the wise, practical things we should know and do if we are truly to be the children of God. Well, I hope you will enjoy and be able to attend Sunday school this coming Sunday and share your thoughts with your class. If you cannot attend your own Sunday school, you're invited to join us online at 9 o'clock a.m. live and interactive at our website. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comment section of this preview. So until next time, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.